Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one X. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
How are you?
I'm on the road to recovery.
Wow.
Post Jimmy.
It is post Jimmy. We are in the post Jimmy era now.
It was a traumatic ending to a lovely relationship.
Yes.
I'm more than sure at some point in the future we can be friends, but not now.
No. Right now we need space. Space and time.
Right.
Space and time. We have until March 25th when they return. For right now.
And then... Whew, had to fight for them ribs this morning.
Oh.
I was at the store at like 7:30.
Jeez, how about that?
Time was ridiculous.
Yeah, it is officially over. The Jimmy Butler trade goes down last night at around the second quarter. We'll get to your headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Frog Boy is out today. We got Steven Gonzalez here producing the program. Hello, Steven. How are you?
What's up, Ben? Doing good.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You produced the Heat broadcast last night, or you were on the broadcast last night?
Yep.
What was the hubbub around the broadcast when this was all going down?
Well, I mean, we found out like right before halftime that Jimmy was gone. I didn't think it would happen during the game. Just made a lot of sense to postpone that to after the game. But hey, it happened, and it was pretty awesome to see fans interacting with the players on the bench.
Yeah, that was. Did you see that, Leroy? They learned about the Jimmy Butler trade from somebody in the front row: Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, and Jaime Jaquez. They were all like, "Hey, Jimmy got traded." Jaquez looked nervous. You know, what did he get traded with?
And that's why you have to announce it when it happens, because even if the Heat wanted to wait, the news got out there.
Well, I think the big tell of it, honestly, was the Warriors. There was reports coming out of Golden State that they had started to be like warming up on the court, you know, doing their pregame warmups. And then, you know, when you go to a basketball game and you cover, there's a certain amount of time the media is allowed to be in the locker room before the game to talk to players. And apparently that had closed off and all players who were warming up were pulled off the court and everybody was like, oh, something's happening. And then minutes later, we get the Shams bomb. He is sent to the Golden State Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, a first-round pick. Dennis Schroeder, who then got routed to Utah for P.J. Tucker. And Kyle Anderson.
Hey, hold on. P.J. Tucker's still playing basketball?
He hasn't been playing basketball in a year and a half. He was on the outs with the Clippers. He also had a Jimmy Butler situation where he fell out of the rotation, but they didn't have a disgruntled P.J. Tucker around. They just told him to go home. And then he was on Utah, but I don't believe he played for Utah either. I don't think. I mean, I'm not watching every Jazz game, but I think that was the same deal. Like, just wait until we find a trade for you. So, yeah, P.J. Tucker's back. P.J. Tucker is back. And the Heat, for the first time in a long time, they actually acquired a first-round pick, which I can't remember the last time that happened. Wait,
the funniest thing is all the trade talks that you were having for the last month all had the Heat sending a first-round pick somewhere.
Right.
Because that's what they do.
That's what they do. They just send assets out, and we're like, all right, what do we got here? You know, like they're always kind of scrounging around. They're like, can I pay you in crypto? Like, what could I, you know, like when they're trying to finagle these trades. No, the Heat got assets. They got a good player. I mean, you know, it's not somebody I'm not making whale sounds for, but he does fit. I mean, Andrew Wiggins does fit. He's an excellent defender.
Defense,
wing player, good shooter. Yeah, like he fills
18.
Fills a lot of needs. Fills a lot of needs. So I think all things considered, they came out okay. I know it's a little bit deflating because people had like Kevin Durant dreams in the middle of yesterday, and you have Windhorst who was on ESPN.
Well, Kevin Durant nixed that, didn't he?
Well, here's what happened. So apparently the Warriors were in on Kevin Durant. This is what the breakdown was of the behind the scenes. The Warriors wanted Kevin Durant. They apparently were trying to get Kevin Durant or convince Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was having talks with Steph Curry, and Steph Curry was like, I don't know, it's kind of frosty, dude. I don't know what to tell you. So yesterday it was like, hey, Warriors Kevin Durant is dead. In the background of that, though, apparently the Heat, Suns, and Warriors were all talking about a three-team deal that essentially would have landed Jimmy in Phoenix without Kevin Durant going to the Warriors and the Heat getting Andrew Wiggins and stuff, right? And maybe the Warriors would have, or maybe the Suns would have ended other stuff. I think Windhorst has said that they would have ended up also with Kuminga. But Kevin Durant basically told him, I don't want to go to Golden State. Then there was like, I'd say a 45-minute window, at least in Rumorville. I don't know how long it was going on in the background where it felt like the Heat were talking to the Warriors and the Suns, and we're like putting their toes in the water on the Kevin Durant thing, but they probably would have had to give up a whole heap along with Jimmy Butler, young guys, maybe Jovich or Ware. They could have also had to do a separate deal where they would have had to do like Royce O'Neal and give up other stuff. And, you know, ultimately they decided against it, and they decided we're going to go back to the Warriors. From what ESPN reports, apparently Jimmy, after realizing Bradley Beal wasn't going anywhere, has had talks with the Warriors a couple times this week. Because as soon as he gets there, what do you know? Signs his extension, 2 years, $120 million. So he gets his bag, and they negotiated with him. They pull the trigger on the deal, and this whole nightmare has come to an end.
I gotta tell you, I think it's the beginning and the end.
For him?
For the Warriors.
Oh, for the Warriors.
Because I just don't – the hardest part for me in this whole ordeal was the fact that Bubble Guts, ankle twist,
yep,
out. And that leads me to believe one of two things. That you need to be 100% to play. And in the last year and a half, what you were getting out of Jimmy wasn't what we got the first 3 years. He was picking and choosing what games to be aggressive or not. And if you're going to have a star in your team, that dude needs to be the alpha all the time. And they try to hide it and they say, oh, he makes winning plays. Well, scoring wins games. And if you look around the league, everybody has at least one or two of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pure scorers that can get you a bucket. Right? Jimmy can score. Right? But he's not a scorer. He's not a, you know, dominant scorer. He can get 50 every now and then. But he's not that guy that's going to average 25 to 30 on a nightly basis. Kind of like what Tyler's doing. Tyler's taking the reins of that. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be the aggressor while facilitating and letting everybody else eat. But he's going to be, you know, that guy.
Yeah,
and I think that's the part of it that I don't know if he can do it anymore. I don't know. And so I always had a little caution, or I was a little cautious about adding another year to that, with especially his recent behavior.
Yeah, especially with the recent behavior. And I think that it probably scared off something. It scared off the Warriors basically up until the Warriors got desperate. You know?
They had no other option.
They had no other option. They tried the KD route. It didn't work. They were supposedly calling in on everybody. Zion Williamson. They were. I mean, I think the term has been used. What do the kids say? They were thirsty. Like, they were going around.
Hey, by the way.
What?
Don't.
That's what they say. No, the kids don't say that?
No. Dude.
Steven?
I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
The kids do say that.
Yeah, it's not something I would use.
You ain't no damn kid. You a grown-ass man with two kids.
The kid, they said the Warriors were acting thirsty.
Hold on. If Tommy Sophia came home and said, yeah, I got to get mine. I'm thirsty. You know what you're going to say?
You want a juice box?
Get the ass out of that school. What you been doing? Right? You ain't going to say, yeah, that's what the kids are saying right now.
I think they will get, like, what I still don't know. I mean, because, look, Draymond, this is a young man's league. Like, I'm watching last night, right? And I'm watching Kevin Love. Yeah. There was a point where Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Eric Gordon, and Paul George are out there. And I'm like, yeesh, this would have been amazing in 2014.
They just leaned on each other?
Yeah, dude. And I'm like, you're watching Maxi and Hero and Jovic and Bam. They're all flying around. And
I used to think Maxi was a looter in a riot. But,
No, although
he can play. Although, oh, my goodness.
Hey, Pella did a good job on him last night.
Yeah.
Pella did a good job. Made life tough.
Pella was a game changer late in the game.
He was.
He hit that 3-2 that really kind of sealed the deal.
He was.
He's taking those Jaime minutes.
He is, especially
Jaime's building a brick house. So I can really understand why his head was on a swivel when they start talking about trades.
I do feel like Jimmy Butler, though, at the end, like, does he, like, look, his end game got to where he wanted to go. He got his bag, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but lost $5 million in the process.
Yeah, but like, do you think that'll get made up somewhere? On anything? Because I think he actually ended up with...
I think he actually ended up...
I mean, I know California taxes, but I think he ended up with more on the extension than even that he could have given him.
But here's the deal. Here's what's crazy about all that. $5 million is $5 million. $4 million is $4
million. Mm-hmm.
You don't make it up. Right?
Unless
you gave it away to start.
Yeah, it's stuck in escrow. Even if you get it back in a year, it's still stuck right now. You don't get it right now.
You know what? I'm going to have a hard time believing that the league is going to reward a player for this behavior.
Agreed. I think that's going to be a tough one for him.
Right.
I think it'll be a tough one for him. But, yeah, it's over. I mean, like, look, I think the Heat, all things considered, I think they did okay. This is now out of their – it's out of their atmosphere.
They got another player, and they got rid of the problems.
Yeah.
That they were dealing with on a nightly basis.
They were staring –
and Andrew Wiggins is not a – you know, bad player, even though, wasn't it LeBron didn't want to play with him?
Well, he was drafted number one with Cleveland, so he was the piece that got, it's funny because he's the piece that got them Kevin Love, and now Kevin Love and him are on the same team. Right. It wasn't, like, there was a lot of funny twists on stuff last night, like Jimmy Butler and Jay Rich both got traded in the same deal. They were originally traded for each other, and then you had Kevin Love is now on the same team as Andrew Wiggins, a guy that he was traded for back in Cleveland. And the thing with Wiggins is, like, yes, he is not Jimmy Butler, especially in personality. I mean, like, that was the whole thing back with them in Minnesota. It was probably they were so as opposite as it gets. But make no mistake about it, and I'm not saying he's raising the heat to a contender, but this dude was the second best player and at times the best player on a Warriors team that won the championship in 22. He was
That's why he got his money.
Yeah. He was really, really good. And, you know, was dealing, I guess, with some personal stuff last year that that kind of derailed his season. But great point of attack defender, which is probably the biggest need on this team right now. Right. And is a decent shooter. So I think he's going to fit in seamlessly. And I'm excited. It's always interesting.
Is he 30?
I think he's 29, going to be 30. Yeah. I don't know when he turns 30.
Think about what you've also done. You've gotten a lot younger and more athletic, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I see Spo, no offensive sets. Run.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. So we'll get into it. If you guys want to call in about the trade, we'll hear from you guys as well. 305-567-0560. No cursing. You know, I don't want to give Steven a heart attack today. So no cursing if you could, please. It's going to only encourage people to curse more. I'm just going to
absolutely.
It definitely is. 305-567-0560.
You can't say it.
305.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
305-567-0560 if you guys want to get in on the Jimmy Butler talk. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Here for you on 560 WQAM. Which brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Miami Heat, they traded Jimmy Butler last night in the middle of their win over the Philadelphia 76ers. And they will have today off. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Brooklyn Nets. Eric Spoelstra would not talk about the trade yesterday. There was some tiptoeing around that the questions. But Tyler Hero, this was him in the locker room yesterday, Leroy, talking about it's good to have clarity on the whole situation. Here was Hero.
Yeah, I think just clarity is what, you know, everyone is kind of searching for at this point in the season. You know, no one wants to be, especially on this team, our biggest, you know, obstacle right now that we have to get over is consistency. So being able to, you know your role night in and night out, obviously without injuries, is part of clarity, is part of consistency. So right now we're just trying to all get everything in line and just continue to stack good days, and you know, we'll find consistency in that.
Almost got him there at the end. Say again that, Leroy?
I say, we don't even listen to what people are saying. We just listen for mess-ups.
That's a fair point. The only guy who I think was sad about it was Jovich. He loves Jimmy. This was Nico yesterday, who, I mean, arguably had his best game of the season last night. You know, of 23 points. He was 8 of 9, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 block. He's 21. I mean, the kid is a stud, and this is what he had to say on his brate, Jimmy Butler, moving on to Golden State.
My brother, man, I'm going to miss him for sure. I think a lot of guys here will, and he's someone who did a lot for this franchise. You know, he's someone who helped me so much, where I'm not sure if I'll be here right now if there wasn't him, and I'm sad I have the same moment. You know, I'm sad we're not gonna see him anymore. But I'm really happy that he got what he wanted. You know, that bag's kinda really big, and I'm happy for him. You know, and I just wish him luck, and I hope I'll see him soon.
He will see him in March. The Warriors will return on March 25th to Kaseya Center.
Think he gets a hard foul?
Jimmy from Nico.
Somebody got to rough him up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember I played against a guy, and we used to talk trash, you know, hung out and whatever. And one time I ran by him on the sideline, he tripped me. He said, ha! That was
very mature.
Pre-game.
Very mature.
It wasn't even during the game. I get up laughing. I'm like, yeah, that's the closest you're going to get to me, bro.
Tahoe says, easy calling him a stud. He's had 6 good games this year. Slow down, Tomlin. He has had more than 6 good games, dude. He has been incredible. If you're not watching him, that's on you. But Nico is flourishing into something.
Keep in mind, like, we all – here's what you got to be careful with Spo, right? Sometimes these guys go 8-5 and 10-3 and whatever on 12 minutes. So now that he's getting 30 minutes – and he's scoring 20 and 10 and 5 and all these things, don't make it sound like, oh, he just came to the party. And that's why, respectfully, Spo.
Respectfully.
Right.
Respectfully.
Same thing with Kalel. Everybody's like, oh, Kalel's really come on since. Every time you put him in the game, he was making stuff happen.
Which means
Spo just doesn't, for some reason, Spo, he's kind of against young guys. He don't believe in learning on the fly.
Especially young bigs. Young bigs, he's
if you over 6'9", yeah. And you a young guy, you got no chance.
Let's hear from Jimmy. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, man. I'm exhaling. I'm happy with this trade. I think people are underrating the trade for us because the value that we had for Wiggins, Butler earned 2 times more than Andrew earned. And Jimmy Butler is not two times better than Andrew Wiggins is. And I think people are undervaluing that we got. The top 10 protected, but I assume it's going to land between 12 or 16 from the Warriors. So, and you know, the Heat is good at drafting.
They are good at drafting.
I'm happy with the youth movement, so I'm happy with this trade.
Yeah, I think that, look, you got to a point, and this happened last year. Really, like, look, the Jimmy Butler era was tremendous, and it was fun. But the window closed as soon as everything happened last summer happened. Once you couldn't get Dame, and Drew Holiday ended up on the Celtics, and the Celtics turned into what they did, the battle was over. And it's unfortunate, you know, because it was, they got very, very close. Very, very close. But that's when the window closed. And you got to a point where the Heat had made a decision from where Jimmy was at, from a games played standpoint, and all the things that they feel like they let him skate on, and they didn't feel like they were getting the reward on it anymore.
And I think that's kind of how the frustration came out with Pat, right?
Yes.
We only get 60 games of you a year, and you chirping in the background about what would happen if you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yeah, I could see how that annoyed Pat, you know, that, you know, you basically gave a player more than you've given any player, and it gets to the point where you feel like he's taking advantage and not giving you the return on you allowing some of these things to happen.
And the thing with the Heat is, like, even with the Durant stuff, I think the Heat had to ask themselves, like, all right, Durant is incredible. He's an all-timer. But even his team is floundering at 500 right now. Is he, again, it's a young man's game. So the Heat are going to be in a position right now where they got to develop their own guys. They got to see what Tyler and Bam can be as a duo. And then if there comes a point in a couple of years where there is the game changer, a Luka and Ant Edwards that becomes disgruntled, then you got more. Now you actually have, this is the way the game is played now, Leroy.
Now you got pieces.
You got pieces. You actually have picks. Like, you can legitimately now be in the game to go get guys. Like, and for all this other stuff, it was like, yeah, you know, we have one pick. Yeah. So now they're actually, now the Heat actually seem like they have a plan and are setting themselves up for whatever the next era is right now. And it doesn't exactly have to be
just, hey, Jimmy's gone. Yo ass just moved on to the next.
I'm not moving on.
Wait, forget Luka was just
2 months. I had 2 months. I had too much to grieve Jimmy Butler.
Just traded. Luka was just traded. And you already talk about the possibility of him being playing for the Heat.
Or Ant. Cold in Minnesota.
Hey, I'm surprised they didn't kick the tires more on De'Aaron Fox.
I'm actually not, though. I'm not. And he had a great debut last night. He had a great debut for the Spurs. But I'm actually not, because I think De'Aaron Fox is, like, he's a really good player. But I don't know, as far as this team is concerned, you're adding another guard. You're going to have a small backcourt. Like, what does De'Aaron Fox take you to? You know, like, I think that's the question there. Like, obviously in San Antonio, they need it. You need that with Wemby. Derek Fulstra, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
My message goes out to Andrew Wiggins today. You're going to need to make us play you. Don't expect to take away minutes from Rozier and Highsmith right off the bat.
You better. You better take away those few minutes.
Wait.
And if you,
are we really fighting for Scary Terry minutes now?
He played a lot better yesterday, in fairness.
Yeah.
It's hard to play worse.
Okay.
Leroy, if you have a problem with it, it's because you have an untrained eye.
Get out of here.
I've been told a lot of things, but that I don't have a, I have an untrained eye. Please, Derek, help me train my eye.
From a guy who cuts up all of Spo's post-game sound, that was very accurate.
Not bad.
That was very accurate.
Not bad. We'll take a break here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. More to come back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to a little cat talk here, or a road to repeat, excuse me. A road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh.
You got a chilled one?
No. I just grabbed it out of the crate, but still delicious.
Chilled ones.
Of course.
I had me a,
who would have choose cold over cold, not cold?
I have a cherry cold one in the morning.
I got that Galaxy vibe here today.
Oh, yeah. I only drink one a day. I know people that pound them like soda.
Yeah. Don't judge. You got the Panthers back on the ice tonight. They're skating with the St. Louis Blues. That is an 8 o'clock puck drop for your Panthers. The Blues 24, 25, and 5 on the season. Panthers, of course, coming off a tough loss to the Washington Capitals after a White House visit. So they will try and finish off this road trip. Then they'll have one more before they head off into this Four Nations Cup. So that gets going tonight, 8 o'clock. You guys can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Panthers and Blues tonight as the Cats will look to bounce back. And that is your road to repeat brought to you by Celsius. Smitty, what's going on, dude?
How you doing there?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
It was nice to see my Heat and Panthers back-to-back last month.
Oh, yeah, in Utah? What are the name of the Utah team, Smitty?
Oh, my gosh. The Utah Hockey Club. It sounds like someone from the Hamptons named this team.
They're not changing it to nothing?
Just the name. It's just a terrible name. I can't believe this is the name you guys came up with.
Wow. All right. How'd you feel?
Hey, quick question.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go for it, brother. Go for it.
No, I was going to ask you, what do you think about the trade?
About time. I mean, wow. How long was this going to... I thought it was like a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie divorce over here. It's like, come on, get it over with, guys.
Well, the problem I understood. If they would have tried to get it done any quicker, this wouldn't have been an option. Keep in mind, this was the last... This is kind of what happens that last week of trade deadline, is that teams that want to make a trade have to settle, you know, for the next best thing. And I think that's where they were with the Jimmy thing, because originally they were thinking about Jimmy Butler, and no, it wasn't going to work out.
Well, at least they did something. I mean, I like Wiggins. I think Wiggins would flourish with being in our system. I kind of looking already at the starting lineup with Wiggins starting in there. I like it. We'll see what happens. He's younger than Butler, so I like it. Hey, quick question on the two things I wanted to point out, and I don't know if you guys point it out if you want. Bam, quit taking threes. It's messing up your two-point shot. You're working inside the paint. Do your job over there. Quit trying to – it's messing up your shooting this year. And the other thing is with the Dolphins
mm-hmm. –
we need a new identity. Everybody rags me out here. Oh, you guys are soft, this and this. And I'm like, dude, it's a little hard to be a tough-looking team when your coach has got a Chia Pet haircut. I mean, come on. We need to be this is – oh.
All right, Schmitty.
I'm tired of being such a soft team, dude.
I'm sorry, Schmitty. Bam, by the way, you know, is – Bam.
If they get to the end of a couple of games
mm-hmm.
and they come in and run the ball physically – we'll get past that.
Yeah.
But when you see these in the games and they're trying to get you with trickery and wide runs and this and that, football's not won that way, dude. It's not. Just look around the league.
You want to? This was Steve Kerr yesterday after the game. Busted up about losing Andrew Wiggins. He loves him some Andrew Wiggins. Here was Steve Kerr, the Warriors head coach.
Just an hour before the game.
It's tough. Tough. You know, you develop these relationships with guys, and you know, they give you everything and commit to the team, and they've got families. You know, Wiggs just had a baby boy last week. Girls in school. You know, Wiggs is one of my favorite players I've ever coached. Just just a beautiful soul. Just a wonderful human being. And, you know, we don't hang that banner in 22 without him. Everything he brings every single day, the laughter, the smile, the joy, just a wonderful human being. And so I'm going to miss him. And you know, the other guys, too. I mean, Kyle is just the ultimate pro. Guy's one of the best professionals I've ever been around.
There you go. That is Steve Kerr yesterday after the game, broken up about Andrew Wiggins leaving his locker room. So
I felt that feeling. They traded my boy, Metcalf.
Oh, man.
We lived right next door to each other. We hung out every day.
Who was new Metcalf?
Me.
You didn't try and replace him with anybody? A new best friend?
No. No, after Metcalf left, they signed Lorenzo White, so I played with Lorenzo White.
Yeah, that was
down here.
The Kyle Anderson thing was the interesting part. That was, he was supposed to go to Toronto, and he was supposed to get under the luxury tax, but then apparently that fell through because they went and traded for Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram went to Toronto. So, jeez. You think there's no more major moves happening today, though, right? Like, it's
Who could possibly else go?
That was a lot of movement for everybody telling me this new CBA. The thing was, everybody had to get traded for one another. So we got like the NBA. I'm telling you, man, all this ratings talk this year, you got exactly what you needed because people love people moving to new teams. They love it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that when you see how these situations play out, trade talks are just that, right? And when you hear teams are talking, everybody thinks that's where it's going to end up. We were, you know, so caught up in Phoenix and the fact that, you know, Golden State, the players said, we don't want them. And you get a day before the trade deadline and you go, you know what? We can work this out, right? Because you need somebody. And so if you do that a bunch of different times, you know, throughout the league where a bunch of teams are talking, but there's really no rush until the 24th hour to actually pull the trigger on anything. So they just go back and forth to try to get a better deal.
Let's talk to Mo Skrilla. What's up, Mo Skrilla?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that the selfish bum is gone, man. He's a selfish player, man. I'm glad he's gone. Now the whole locker room to calm down and get back focused and play basketball, man. I'm ready for the new thing coming down, Wiggins and everybody. I like the moves. Just keep on doing what they're doing with the big fellas and the young guys. It's a young movement, man.
It's a youth movement.
It's a youth movement. You got to keep it real. So, Jimmy out of there. We're going to get old Terry Rozier out of there. And then somebody else. But I'm ready for the good. I'm ready for the youth movement.
There you go. Sorry, Mo. You can call back if you want to. My bad. I thought he was done. It is a youth movement. That's what it is. It's a youth movement right now.
Well, I said it during the draft that in a two-week period, they got younger and longer.
Yep.
And that's something they've been trying to do.
Wingspan, dude. Yeah. Yep. Somebody, let me see. I think it was Simon Sperling yesterday. He put out the wingspan now of the Heat from 3-4. And let me see if I got this for you. Hold on. Yeah. Heat front court wingspan. Adebayo, 7'2". Kalel Ware, 7'4". Wiggins, 7 foot. Wingspan, dude.
Yep.
And then you got Tyler Herro, of course. He can shoot it, though.
Wait.
What?
What?
T-Rex.
Like, wait. So you know the perfect body.
Mm-hmm.
You know that big wall picture.
With the arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your arm span, your wingspan should be the same as your height.
Yeah, and I think it's shorter.
Really?
I think his wingspan's like, he's 6'5", and I think his wingspan's 6'3".
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's a known T-Rexer. It's known.
Dude, a wingspan of 6'3 is not. I mean, because of all the extraterrestrials.
But... yeah, it's not nothing. But right. Compared to where you are, you're like, It's like when they measure a QB, they're like, tiny hands. Maybe bigger than the average the average bear, but not...
I'm going to just throw a random thought out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's Kevin Love's wingspan?
I don't know. Like, I couldn't measure it last night when he was facing the floor.
I'm just saying.
Came out of the game.
Maybe that T-Rex thing is a intangibles thing.
Oh, you might be right.
I can't recall somebody saying an intangible was 7 foot with a 7'6" wingspan.
He's got a 6'11" wingspan.
And he's 6'11".
No, I think he's a little shorter than that.
Okay. All right.
6'8".
Kevin Love's only 6'8"?
I think he's 6'8", 6'9", yeah.
All right.
Yeah, big debate about his height on the online. 6'10", but then he measured 6'7.75".
When?
I guess at the draft.
That's all right.
They lied about it.
Listen, when he got into the league, there was a couple things he could do. He could shoot the three, he could get to the rim, and he could rebound his tail off.
Crotty was crushing Tyler last night because when they brought Kevin Love in, because both Bam and Kalel got into early foul trouble, so they bring Kevin in. And Kevin gets post position, and he throws the ball up way too high, and John's like, mm-mm. He's like, Tyler, what are you doing? You have to recognize who's down there. It was a totally fair criticism by John Crotty. He goes, dude, hit him with the chest pass, hit him with the bounce pass.
Bounce pass.
Why are you throwing it up there like that?
K-Love is not leaving the ground.
Zach, what's going on, dude?
Hey, you guys can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yep.
All right, Togues, Leroy, Steve, hope you guys are doing well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, as far as with the Jimmy Butler situation, you know, I feel like it's bittersweet. You know, everything that he did for the city back, lifting us up from 2019 to now, it's something that, you know, we should appreciate regardless of how it ends.
Agreed.
Hope it could have ended better, but, you know, I understand it's a business. They got to do what they usually do with all the other star players once they get up to a certain age. But, you know, I'll always be grateful, though. Jimmy did a lot, and, you know, we wouldn't be where we are without him, so.
I think Eric Reed said it well last night, and we'll bring you that sound of what he had to say. I think a man who has seen all of Heat basketball, put it really well at the end of the broadcast line with Jimmy's tenure as a Heat player. One more before we hit the break. What's up, Lance? Lance.
Yo.
What up, dude?
What's going on, guys? Good morning to you all. Good
morning to you.
Man, I think Mo Skrill is right, man. I'm glad that we moved on from Jimmy, gave us some good times, but, you know, it's a young movement, man, and even to take it a step further, man, I think we need to get Bam up out of here and get us one of them.
I don't like that. Get out of here. Too much.
Wow.
Too much.
Hey, man. Hey, like man. That. Hey, first of all, you come up here with some crazy ideas and you say, hear me out. Then somebody else comes with an idea.
I can shoot it down.
And you hang up on them.
That's right.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm not saying I agree with him, but okay. You already talking about the next whale.
Yeah, that's right. You watch Ant-Man. You heard him after the Luka trade.
We did have 41, 49
yesterday. 49, dude. 49. Did you see Darius Garland from half court?
Oh, yeah, 31 feet.
Sheesh. We'll take a break here on the show. Our Tua is next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental.
You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.